Hello again. As I write this, Jupiter is retrograde in Sagittarius, but in a few days he will change direction and start to move forwards. Which makes this as good a time as any, I suppose, to talk about the whole business of outer planet retrogressions, what it means to have a planet transiting your chart going backwards, and of course what Jupiter himself brings to your life by his transit. Retrogression of the outer planets, that is, the planets from Jupiter out to Pluto, is something that happens every year and lasts for about 4 months. It doesn't always happen at the same time each year, though. The period of retrogression, for Jupiter anyway, starts about a month later each year, in a 12-year repeating cycle round the signs. And for Jupiter, for this year, 2019, it's April to August. Next year, 2020, it will be May to September. The reason for this is that outer planet retrogression is linked to our own annual cycle around the Sun. As we go round the Sun, so from where we're standing on Earth, Jupiter and the other outer planets appear to go backwards some of the time. And they always do so when the Sun is at opposition to the planet concerned. If your own chart has the Sun opposite Jupiter, then your Jupiter will be retrograde. Guaranteed. Every time. And the same with the other outer planets. Even more interesting, the point at which Jupiter changes direction, either to go backwards or to go forwards, is always within a couple of days of the time when the Sun is in trine aspect to it, 120 degrees apart. So if you have a Sun-Jupiter trine in your chart, then it was either about to change direction or it had just done it. Isn't that great? So, our cycle works like this. We start with the Sun conjunct Jupiter, both travelling forwards, all well and good. After about 4 months, when the Sun is trine to Jupiter, Jupiter stops and goes retrograde. 2 months later, the Sun is opposed to Jupiter. Jupiter's still retrograde, of course. 2 more months, the Sun is trine to Jupiter again, but from the other side of the zodiac. Jupiter now stops and turns direct. Then they both move forwards together, the Sun catching up on Jupiter all the time, until they're together again, and the cycle repeats. Now, this whole cycle takes about 400 days, more or less, which is just over 13 months. In that time, the Sun goes through the whole 12 signs plus one more, while Jupiter moves through all of one sign and into the next, which is why the conjunction takes place one sign further forward each year, why the 4 month retrogression period takes place 1 month further on each year, and so on. One other thing to notice, which is a lovely piece of astrology, whatever element Jupiter is in, fire, earth, air, water, then the position of the Sun when it changes direction will be in a sign of that same element. This year, Jupiter is in Sagittarius, so he goes retrograde when the Sun is in Aries and turns direct again when the Sun is in Leo. All fire signs, yeah? April to August, as we said. Next year, he will be in Capricorn, so he'll go retrograde when the Sun is in Taurus, and direct again when the Sun's in Virgo. All Earth signs. I think you could probably make a case for saying that the overall tone of the year is set by the element that Jupiter's movements fall in, creating the background music, if you like, against which we play out the smaller cycles of our lives through the lunar cycles and those of the smaller planets. And if you've got a lot of stuff in your own chart that's in one element, five planets in air or something like that, then the years when the Sun and Jupiter are doing their dance in your element is obviously going to make that a good year for you, no? So, as we have said, Jupiter moves through the whole of a sign, more or less, in a year. During his period of retrogression, he goes back over about 10 degrees of the sign, and then, of course, he goes over it again when he moves forwards, which means it's quite possible for something that you may have at a particular part of the sky, to have Jupiter pass over it 3 times in a period of a few months, once going forwards, once going backwards, and then a final one going forwards again. That's a lot of planetary attention, a lot of planetary weight. Should you worry? No. Think of it like this. The first time the transiting planet hits whatever you've got in your own chart, it produces an event or opens up an opportunity. It creates something that wasn't there before. And of course, you have to look at it. Chances are that it's something good, because it's Jupiter, of course, though it will need a bit of time and effort, plus some rearrangement of your personal schedules, to take advantage of it. Okay, fine. The second time is a few weeks later, and this time the planet is retrograde. At this point, you see the downsides of the idea, if you didn't before. Maybe there are other complications too, things that weren't made clear to you the first time. More thinking needed, maybe some defensive measures as well. But bear in mind that the energy to make changes is still there, being brought back to you by the planet after it had gone away for a while. So the fires in the forge are still hot, and you can get things done. The final time is a few more weeks downstream. After the initial event, and the fuller understanding you got from seeing it from the reverse perspective, you're now ready to go forwards, to implement your plan, to apply corrective action, or whatever. This is where the imbalances and difficulties of the situation are resolved, and everyone moves on. The crisis is over, and life takes a different track. It's all good. You can think of this three-part sequence as problem, reaction, and resolution, if you like, and I've heard it called that many times by many people. But I think it's better to stand back a bit and see the whole sequence as a process which starts like a new idea and ends with something real, which is then added to your life to become an integral part of what you do and how you live. So there's no need to be afraid of Jupiter passing over a part of your chart three times in a few months. No need to be afraid of any of the outer planets, actually, not even Saturn, but especially not Jupiter. All that he brings is good, even if it's not quite what you are expecting. On the other side of that, does it always have to be unexpected? If you knew that in a year or two Jupiter was going to come past a significant bunch of stuff in your own chart, couldn't you use that energy to launch some new big new venture in your life, to start a new chapter? Absolutely you could. If you don't know the term yet, that sort of astrology, where you use your knowledge of where the planets are to boost your chances of success, is called electional astrology, because you get to elect or choose your time, yes? And that's a topic for another day. But in general, yes. Though the skies will always find a way to do something unexpected along the way, just to show you that you're not actually as much in control as you think you are.